paper currencies. It packs them with these little things, 100-year-old quarter-ounce British sovereigns, gold coins. Why is that? That's because at all times and in all circumstances, this remains money.
Call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back. If you just joined us, this is the second hour of the Ralph Winroad Show. I'm Ralph Kermit Winroad II, Truth Seeker of the Far North. Again, it's a nice cloudy day up here and about 30 degrees or something like that, which is really warm here for Alaska. And the days are getting a lot longer, so by several minutes a day here, and it really makes a difference when the days get longer, your energy levels go up. Of course, we don't get, the snow is going to be around till March or somewhere along in there, maybe even April, usually March. Anyway, talking about Sherry Peel Jackson, the unfortunate conviction of Sherry Peel Jackson, ex-IRS agent that got 4 years in jail for willful failure to file. And if people would start to understand and read jury instructions and get an understanding of how this magic trick, this illusion, this play that's going on in these courtrooms, they're all actors. They know what's going on, and they're very good at it. And continuing on with her jury instructions, it says right here, this is on page 21, because they have to have something about a known legal duty. And here again are the rules of this particular: lose, you go to jail; win, you walk out the front door. I'm reading this off of the jury instructions, 10A. In order to convict the defendant, you must find that the government has proved that the law imposed a duty on the defendant. That's missing. That the defendant knew of this duty. That's missing. And that he voluntarily intentionally violated that duty. If the government proves actual knowledge of the pertinent legal duty, the prosecution, without more, has satisfied the knowledge component of the willfulness requirement. If it proves the actual knowledge of the legal duty, that's it. Ball game's over. Did they prove it? No, they didn't even disclose it. Wasn't even discussed. This is a Cheek case. Cheek actually has four prongs to it, technically. If you go read the Cheek case, it's about legal duty. The legal duty about why I would have to file. Why don't they just tell us what the heck is going on? Because they can't, and I'll cover that after the half hour. Why they will not tell us. But here's another case that talks about, this one here is one that they like to cite a lot, is the U.S. versus Hicks, H-I-C-K-S. This is 947, Fed 2D, that's F-2D, 1356. It's a 1991 case. It's not too old. And it comes right out, and it says, it is the tax code itself, without reference to regulations, that imposes the duty to file a tax return. That's true. But it can't be implemented, correction, it can't be executed upon by the executive power because there is nobody home there. So we have agencies, agents, they're an agent of somebody. They're under somebody. And they must use regulations. We'll be back in a minute. I hear the music. Stay tuned.
everybody. This is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Well, back with the Ralph Winroad Show, Ralph Kermit Winroad II out of Alaska, and talking about the Sherry Peel Jackson. And I was just talking about the Hicks case, and it says, this is out of the Ninth Circuit. This is an exact quote. The code requires that persons such as Hicks make a return, 26 U.S.C. Section 6012, end quote. NIF talks about the IRS has promulgated sufficient regulations, and they quote two of them, 1.6011-1 and 1.6012-1. Make that duty clear. And what is 26 CFR 1.6012-1? It's specifically in very concise, clear language. You must file a return if you're a citizen of the United States, a resident of the United States, or a bona fide non-resident out of Puerto Rico. That's it. That's why the citizen of the United States, if you want to have that fictional status and owe allegiance to Congress and have sold your birthright, you're stuck. That's your choice. I don't know how many cases. I've got about 15 now, I think, that I've dug up. They keep saying the same thing. It's in 6012. And there's quite a few of them say that you have to have the regulation with the IRS must, and I've got a Supreme Court case that's a holding, that if it says 7805, the IRS enforces only by regulation. It does not enforce by statute. It can't because it has no executive power. It's not part of the government. They're hired guns. Armed and unarmed mercenaries. They're fact finders outside the government. People don't even understand. Agencies make determinations of fact, and you don't even have to even participate. They act like a jury. That happened in the late 1930s. That's when the Supreme Court finally upheld that nonsense. And that's what we're up against. But there are ways around this, and it's getting the knowledge. And if you go down to the willful, the known legal duty part of Sherry Peel Jackson's case, it says here again are the mandatory parts of this game. Hell of a game, though, isn't it? In order to convict the defendant, you must find that the government has proved the law imposed a duty that's never disclosed. That the defendant knew of this duty, never disclosed. She didn't know about it. She never pled it. Wasn't brought up by Beecraft or Dickstein. And that he voluntarily, should be she, had violated that duty. If the government proves actual knowledge of the pertinent legal duty, the prosecution, without more, has satisfied the known component of willfulness. It's never disclosed. Cheek said there's got to be a known and definite law. It's 60-12. Cheek also said there's got to be a legal duty imposed by that known and definite law. Well, I'm telling you what, if you don't know the law, you're going to have one heck of a time finding out what the legal duty is. And the legal duty requires two parties. There's got to be two folks show up there to have a legal duty. Now, the Second Circuit has held that the legal duty is an issue of law. It's a question of law. That's in U.S. versus Pyro, P-I-R-R-O. That was affirmed by the Second Circuit. That's Fed Sup 2D. 96, Fed Sup 2D, 279. That's a 1999 case. And the Second Circuit upheld it in 2000. The legal duty, the duty that's imposed in the contract, is not an issue for the jury. It's an issue of law, a question of law. The only thing the jury is supposed to look at are the facts. Did Sherry Peel Jackson abide by the legal duty? Well, she didn't even know of it. How could she know of it? If she did, she'd have mentioned it by now. The jury never knew about it. The legal duty was never disclosed, so it says right there, you can't convict her. But the jury convicted her. It says right here, in order to convict a defendant, you must find the government has proved that the law imposed a duty on the defendant. How do they impose a duty if the law is never disclosed? Because Cheek said there's got to be a definite law and legal duty. And there is. But the problem is they don't have to tell the defendants. The people charged, the accused, actually, because they're the accused, not defendants, but that's another corner of the world. She never knew. She's got an excellent defense by a writ of habeas corpus. She could even go on ineffective assistance to counsel. That's a lot harder to get through because Beecraft is an officer of the court. They're going to protect all their own. In these cases, there are cases that say, we don't have to tell you on indictments. We don't even have to disclose what the law is. We can penalize you for it. But if you understand Cheek, you have to lay the foundation. There are four prongs to Cheek. And the foundation, when number one has to exist before number two can exist. And number one and two has to exist before number three exists. And number one, two, and three has to exist before number four gets to the willful, violating a known legal duty, willfully. What are the four prongs of Cheek? There's got to be a known and definite law, never disclosed. There's got to be a legal duty imposed in that law. It's never disclosed. There's one and two. Sherry Peel Jackson had to know of that legal duty. And apparently she didn't. She didn't know the law, didn't know the legal duty. I'd like to know how she figured out there was a known legal duty. So 1, 2, and 3, she didn't even know about. If she did, she never put it in her pleadings. I've heard her on Coast to Coast, never heard her talk about it. George Norrie Show. So how can you willfully violate a known legal duty if you don't know the law, you don't know the legal duty that's imposed by the, quote, law, and it's got to be known to you, and that's not disclosed, you don't know about it. How do you get to the fourth prong? The law does not entertain, the law of does not entertain impossibilities of law. Can't do that. Those were the rules to this very serious illusion that's perpetuated by the Department of Justice, by Congress, by the, quote, judge, that's not a constitutional judge, and by the attorneys. And it's going on right in front of everyone, and nobody seems to get it. They don't bother to read the rules of the game. Or the rules of the illusion. If you pull back, like in the Land of Oz, and see who's sitting behind the curtain, this is what's going on behind the curtain. And everybody runs up here and runs there, and it's over here, it's over there. They tell you what their rules are, how they're playing. And like I said, the 11th Circuit are the best rules that I've seen. Some of the other ones are much more obfuscated than this. They go with a known legal duty, and they put that into their situation. But this actually comes out, there's got to be a duty imposed by law or by regulation, and neither one is disclosed to the jury. Attorneys don't bring it up, judge doesn't bring it up, the prosecution doesn't bring it up, and Sherry Peel Jackson is clueless. She's trapped and doesn't even know why. Now, of course, the question that goes begging is, why don't they just come out? If they could legally and lawfully do this, why not just tell us? Because it's all acts of treason. Yes, it is constitutional. You can surrender your birthright. Anybody can walk away from your birthright. The prodigal son did it. You can sell it for a bowl of porridge. Nothing says you got to stay and believe that your inalienable rights come from the Creator. You can do whatever you want. We're given free choice. Yes, it is constitutional. It is not constitutional to remove all of our constitutional courts. It is not constitutional to trick people, to lie to them, and put them in jail and take away their assets, take away their freedom, destroy their families, destroy their property, destroy their reputation, and overthrow a constitutional republic. That is treason. That is not constitutional. And that's what they've done. And we have all of these government plants out there, or people, these patriots for profit that are probably backed in some part by government plants or ignorance. Who knows? I mean, it's so convoluted. Nobody wants to read what, and take the time to just sit down and spend a little time reading the rules of the game. Would you enter a poker game and not know what's wild? Do you play chess and not know the rules? Would you play checkers and not know the rules? Would you play canasta and not know the rules? The rules are in the jury instructions. And they don't play by the rules. And that's where you can get them for reversible error. That's where you can file a writ of habeas corpus ad subjunctium. Y'all didn't play by the rules. I didn't know this. It was never disclosed to me. We'll be back in a minute with more of why they don't tell us what's really going on.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, we're back with another short segment here. This is Ralph Winterode with the Ralph Kermit Winterode II with the Ralph Winterode Show out of Alaska, talking about the Sherry Peel Jackson case that should never have happened. Willful failure to file is the easiest of all of these to have any chance of winning. And the answer is in the rules of the jury instruction. These are the rules of the game. Just going to read another little short section here, too, out of this jury instruction. A defendant does not act willfully if he believes in good faith that he is acting within the law or that his actions comply with the law. What you will not see in all these IRS cases, it's just unbelievable. I've not seen her transcript, probably won't, but I can unequivocally tell you they never brought up the 6012. The duty to file. Never brought up. They never brought up 126 CFR 1.6012-1, which is the regulation that the agency must use because it exercises no executive power. It's not government. They're hired guns. Never brought up. And it says it out in plain English. And it has the statutory authority of Congress. Right at the bottom, just like the 861 argument. It's a very valid argument. If people just understood how, but we have this misconception, and that's what makes what's going on today so dangerous to everyone, because we're an occupied country. These IRS agents are not officers. They're not inferior officers of the United States. The judge is working under the, he's supervised by the Judicial Conference of the United States. That's in Title V, Section 2104. He's not independent. He's bought and paid for. I wouldn't doubt that there are cooperative agreements or financial kickbacks of some means. I've not found them yet. I found them in the child custody section where the judge is bought and paid for. The sheriff is an independent contractor. Not-for-profits are independent contractors that operate with bounty hunting. They're bounty hunters for money. They have quotas. Just like if you hired somebody to go out and kill wolves in Alaska. You have to get so many of them or you get penalized. That's what they do to children. That's one of the benefits. If you're a citizen of the United States and you want to play under this rule of Congress, they can have these sexual perverts, pedophiles, and all this other nonsense going on, and they can kidnap any child at any time and take them away, and if they have the right quotas, your child will be sold off into slavery to some other family. Especially if they're a government worker like Florida. They get $5,000 or $10,000 a head for them. Wow, what a deal. These are the benefits of being a citizen of the United States. Because you've surrendered your birthright. That's the source of the whole problem in our country. And until the people find out who they are, take their birthright back and tell the evil side, Lucifer, devil, Satan, whatever you want to call him, it, take a hike. I don't want to be under the laws of man. My inalienable rights come from the Creator. Whether you believe who the Creator is, that's your discretion. I sure believe there's one out there. If there's not, we're in a heck of a fix. I'm going to talk here just briefly about legal duty here. We'll probably have to go into the next segment here on that because it takes, but it's a, and I've looked at probably 25 cases. I spent maybe a day going through Westlaw finding every case that defined a legal duty. This is something that attorneys cut their teeth on. This is how they do all of their lawsuits, all of their tort actions. Where is the legal duty? You slip on somebody's sidewalk. Where was the legal duty? Where was the sign that told me it was slippery? Why wasn't there a sign? Why wasn't there sand on it? To think that these attorneys do not know they're not counselors at law, because we don't have any of those anymore. These guys are all bound by professional code of conduct. That's why they don't do constitutional law. They can't join to be in the bar unless they're by a professional code of conduct. Of course, it says they're supposed to tell us the things they can't do, but of course they never do it. That's why it's all rigged. But what is a legal duty? It's real short. It comes out of Wharton. It's a legal duty is that which the law requires to be done or forborn to a determinate person or to the public at large. Or is correlative to a right vested in such determinate person or the public at large. Now there's some pretty twisted, convoluted words there that you don't normally find in standard conversational English. Legal duty is that which the law requires to be done. Now that's fairly straightforward. 6012 is not really straightforward. You have to read the substantive regulation for the enforcers. Because remembering, Congress writes it. But with no constitutional republic, we don't have any executive power, so they've got some hired guns called agencies. Of which the IRS was never even created, but that's another minor issue. They're hired guns. They're employees. We can't fire them. They don't work for us. We'll be back in a minute. And the long segment, we're going into legal duty. And if you've got any questions, be sure and call in at RBN, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Welcome back to the Ralph Winterroad Show. This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II out of Alaska, and talking about the Sherry Peel Jackson conviction. Unfortunately, she was convicted, and had she had a proper defense, Beecraft wasn't it. I think Dick Stein was involved in that too. But what we've been talking about here is that the rules of the game are in the jury instructions. And there's a way to beat these guys, even in this corrupt, unlawful, treasonous world that we live in today. And willful failure to file should be the easiest of all of them. And nobody brought the issues up. Nobody wants to read what's going on in the rules of how this game that is going to maybe cost her 4 years of her life. There are things she can do right now. She could file a true writ of habeas corpus ad subjunctum because she didn't know the law. Even though the law wasn't given, they're going to say, well, that's fine, but you knew the law. Well, she didn't know the law. If she'd known it, she would have, obviously, she would have said something about it in the trial. Because I don't think she's very quiet. She seems quite outspoken. That's one of the things that she could do. Of course, ineffective assistance to counsel against Beecraft, but that's a tougher road to hoe because these guys are all in on it, and they're going to protect their own. But he never disclosed the law. He didn't object to the jury instructions. I'll bet that the law wasn't provided. And after all these IRS trials and he doesn't know what's going on, I don't believe in a heartbeat. Judge knows, DOJ knows, Beecraft knew, probably Dick Stein, I don't know much about him, but he was there supposedly or in on it or something. But these guys have never figured this out yet with all of these court cases that's out there, and there's about 15 of them. Nah, I don't believe it. Sorry, I'm a non-believer. But there's, like I say, an appeal is the other way, but of course you'd be in jail for a year before they probably even get to it, or a year and a half. They don't deal on appeals very quickly, and if you're somebody such as she is that's been challenging the system, they tend to get really slow, and they just, it's not a fair system. Nobody said it was ever fair. I want to read here, we've got a new sponsor here called, they need to do this here, Freeze Dry Guy. RBN has got a new sponsor called the Freeze Dry Guy. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keep food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as it does insurance on your home or your car. With the Freeze-Dry Guy, freeze-dried foods in your freeze reserve, you can have ready for just about and be ready for any unexpected crisis. There has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy of long storing foods and preparedness supplies. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit, and the internet webpage is www.freezedryguy.com or call 800-404-FOOD. That's, 866-404-FOOD. Or 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy pays the freight within the lower 48. Visit RBN sponsor today. That's one of the people that's paying the bills for me to be here and RBN to give me a spot on the internet. I have three lists that are free, and I have a special list that is a $120 donation and I put for a year, and I put out attachments. I've put out these cases. I'm going to be adding in the new, about five more cases that I've discovered, and I'm going to be putting all these out on the special list. All of the cases will be there. Read it yourself. I'm not like that Freedom Law School that you got to hide behind some conference call and won't answer the questions. I'm laying it out there. You read it and tell me it's not so. What's so astounding about it? It just blows my mind. If somebody like Sherry Peel Jackson should have never lost, absolutely never lost, and here she is in jail. Jury instructions say there's got to be a law, and she didn't know the law. That law was never given. The legal duty, which I'm going to talk about, is a question of law. Never disclosed. It's got to be a known legal duty. That's the third criteria of a third prong of cheek, and then you get convicted on willfully violating a known legal duty. Well, if you don't know the law, and if the legal duty is not disclosed in that law that you don't know about, and it's not a something that you know about, how could you willfully violate it? It's never disclosed. And these attorneys sit in there and zip. And the few people that catch on after the fact go up in the courts, and the courts say, we don't have to tell you. I'm going to do the legal duty, and then I'm going to, maybe if we have time, I'll tell you why they don't, can't disclose this. Because they can't. Anyway, there's a lot of cases, on legal duty, probably about 25 of them that keep saying the same thing over and over. Legal duty is that which the law requires to be done. Okay, that seems pretty straightforward, the law. So there's got to be a law. And there's got to be two parties. And in this case, it would have to be some entity which they never disclose. Is it United States of America, United States, IRS, and then you as a taxpayer? Who is the other entities? Who are the legal duties required to be two parties? If there's going to be a contract to mow the lawn, there's got to be somebody that's got a lawn. And there's got to be the mower, the guy that's going to mow the lawn. There's got to be two parties. Now, the next part of this definition of legal duty is foreborn to a determinate person, forbidden. Do not do this. Or to the public at large. Or the other part that's actually applicable here is correlative to a right vested in such determinate person. Now, what in the world are we saying there? Correlative to a vested, to a right vested in such determinate person. Correlative, having a mutual reciprocal relationship in the sense that the existence of one implies the existence of another. Father and son. Well, there's your benefit. You have a right vested because we signed up unknowingly, unwittingly. Class B felony in Alaska, and everybody wants to be a registered voter. It's a Class B felony. You've got to be a citizen of the United States to vote. I vote for slavery. I want to be on Congress's plantation. I want benefits. I want to throw away my inalienable rights. No, I don't need those no more. You can come and take my child whenever you feel like it. I want you to be here, though. If I get out of work, I want you to take care of me. If I injure myself, I want you to take care of me. If I feel like not working and I can screw it around, I want you to take care of me. If I'm a minority of a certain class or this and I must be something going on, I want you to take care of me. I don't want to be responsible for my life. I don't want liberty. I want you all, Congress, to take care of me and be nice. I'll be a good slave. Yes, sir. You bet. Don't think so. You surrender liberty, you deserve neither, nothing. That's the game. The legal duty. And like I say, Sherry Peel Jackson has remedies. They're not going to be easy, because once they get a hold of you, and if they don't like what you're doing, it is extremely difficult to make them turn loose. But she has a very hardcore black and white case if she understands what it is. Her jury instructions were fraudulent. The judge was a liar. He never gave the law. She didn't know the law. She didn't know the legal duty. It was never established. Everybody just thinks. They have a belief system that you got to pay taxes. That's true. But the question becomes, what sort of taxes are you going to pay? Guy in Arkansas, go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Ralph. Thanks again for another informative program. You know, one time I researched ignorance of the law cannot be used for excuse, and I found about 13 or 14 Supreme Court cases acknowledging that statement that ignorance of the law cannot be used as a defense. Now, could you comment on that? And I'll listen off the air. Thank you.
Sure. Ignorance of the law cannot be, of the real laws of the United States, cannot be used as a defense. But they specifically put it into these jury instructions that there has to be a law and a legal duty, and she has to know about it, or the party has to know about it. That's part of the jury instructions. So in this particular situation, because it imposes a duty, ignorance of the law is a different deal if you knew that there was something you were not supposed to do, or if a real law of the United States. But like I say, in this fantasy world, they specifically include there you have to know about the legal duty of the law. And so, therefore, that takes that that part out of there. Kathy, Texas, go ahead.
Hello, Ralph. Thanks for your show. Have you ever read the 26 CFR section 2.1, the definitions in the Maritime Construction Reserve Fund?
No, I have not. Not to my knowledge, I don't. It doesn't come to. I may in the past, but I don't.
Well, I came across it. It's like they hide it, but it there's one definition. It says taxpayer means a citizen who has established or seeks to establish a construction reserve fund under the provisions of Section 511 of the Act and the regulations in this part, and may include a partnership. That's the only place I can find regulations where it defines taxpayer meaningfully?
It says a individual. They do it by usually do two or three links. They define a individual as a citizen of the United States,
mm-hmm.
and then we have an individual income tax return.
No, I think it's like Section 9, I don't have it right here in front of me, 9-11, 9-12, something like that. Maybe there's a definition of a citizen of the United States, and it includes those that are in District of Columbia, Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, and American Samoa.
Well, the statutory definition is found in Title, it starts out with the Civil Rights Act, and today it's found in Title 42, United States Code 1981 and 1982,
mm-hmm.
and it's also found in Section 198. And in Section 198, they bring forward the complete sections of the revised statutes intact. The courts, the crimes, and the Civil Rights Act all are brought forward intact in 1988, Section 1, 1988. And that's really how they're getting us here, because it's I track that they use the vindication. How do you vindicate? Why would I want to vindicate myself? The question is, was there a law, and did I violate that law? Was it a crime or not? And they don't ever go there. And if we have time here, I am going to tell you why they never put they can't put the law together with the penalty. And there's a reason why they don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because why don't they just say, it's in 6012, here's the regulation, here's what a citizen of the United States is, and if you all want to play over in this world, here's what you got to do. Why don't they just tell us?
Well, I have a question about the code section and the regulation. Is it true that, you have the code section, and then can the regulation add anything to the code section, or is it just...
Now, what it does is it clarifies it and puts it in a much clearer, concise. There has to be a statutory authority, and the actual code section here, I'll pull this up here, there are three types of regulations,
mm-hmm.
administrative, procedural, and substantive regulations, and only the ones that have the force and effect of law, that have a statutory authority, of which there are three tables in the CFRs, are the only ones that you have to be concerned with.
And
301s, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, and two, don't those regulations, they may print the regulations that are based on Treasury decisions in a regulations, code regulations, but aren't the substantive regulations, those have to be printed in the Federal Register, is that right?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, if you send me an email, I'll send you the three tables, or actually the four tables, there's three that are substantive regulations. People don't even know that these tables exist. They're in the CFRs.
Well, right, but I think when you read the regulation, Ralph, if you read the sources and the authority of the regulation
mm-hmm.
at the bottom, that a lot of them are just Treasury decisions.
Yeah, but what you need to look at is that there are tables. See, what they've done, they've made it very complicated, because you go read the regulation, and there's no substantive regulation at the bottom. There's no statutory authority. What they've done
right.
is they've created a very lengthy Part 1 individual income tax table that's 100% wandering. It may be hundreds of pages off from the regulation you're reading.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know enough to go to that table, look up that regulation, and then see if there's any statutory authority.
Well,
what I said?
And there isn't.
Oh, yeah, there is. There are tons of them. Absolutely. And that's where the 861 argument, because it's 1, which means individual income tax, point. 861 is the statute that there's the authority for this particular one, and then it's like -1, -2, but you have to go to the statutory authority. And what people do not understand is that just because it says 1.861 does not mean the statutory authority is 861. It's 863. Which is foreign earned income.
Mm-hmm.
This is why the 861, that Larkin Rose doesn't get it. I tried to help him, and he's not going to go there. I talked to Brown, and he's so arrogant, he knows it all. Fine, great, have a nice life. But this system, it's there, and if once you finally understand how it's decoded, it's unbelievable. And it's all right there. It's like the 1.861. 6012-1, statutory authority. It's there. There is statutory. There's three of them.
But they say that you have to be subject to the tax in order to be required to file.
That's correct. And you got to be a citizen of the United States, or resident of the United States, or a non-resident out of Puerto Rico.
To be
subject
to.
Those are the three classifications. Pardon?
Right. What were they again?
Citizen of the United States, resident of the United States, or a bona fide non-resident alien out of Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
And see, people go to the parallel table of authorities. That's illusion. That's a ruse.
But again,
it says it's over. It says here it doesn't give you the detailed things that you need. If you'll send me an email, or anybody send me an email, I'll send you the tables for free.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. That's why I'm writing a book to put this together, because it's taken me so long to wade through the maze to get through the actually simplistically what's going on.
Yeah, I think I'm still in shock. It's taken me like 20 years.
If you want to, you're welcome to hang on to the break or not here, but we got to go to break. I hear the music, so we'll be back in a minute.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Well, we're back for the final short segment here. This is Ralph Kermit Winterode II, back with the Ralph Winterode Show. And Kathy, you still there?
I am.
Did it make any sense that if you were going to be tried and you were and the rules of the game, wouldn't you want to know the rules of the game? If you lost, you would go to jail. Wouldn't you want to know the rules?
Yes, very much.
Did that make? Did you listen to some of the earlier part of the show?
Yes, I did.
Did it make any sense that there's got to be a law that requires, by law, by Congress or regulation, and they don't disclose that?
Yes, yes. Well,
it's never disclosed.
One thing that I, you know, tried to determine how to see what happened to me. I have these the records in the IRS. They make up these phony assessments and they put them in their individual master file, and then they coerce you into paying. And I've been doing a lot of Freedom of Information Act requests, and something I don't know, maybe what your opinion is of this, but if we're not taxpayers, which I believe I am not, under the rules, in order to correct my record, I'm going to have to go and use Title V, the Privacy Act.
We don't have much time here left here because we've got a few minutes. Let me give you a real short story of what's going on. They create these phony records. They come out, and if you start to protest this, they'll put it in. They'll create a 4340 form or a RACS 006.
Right.
They just make this up.
Mm-hmm.
And then under their rules, hearsay, of which nobody has any first-hand knowledge, they get around and say under the evidence rules, 803 hearsay, which the Supreme Court says you never use hearsay except in dying declarations.
Mm-hmm.
They use a hearsay rule of 803, and then they say it's self-authenticating by rule 901 or 902, and all of a sudden it becomes a gospel according to St. John, and you're trapped by an absolute lie, and you have no defense. That's the game they do, and when they take you to the court to reduce to judgment, they play around with you for a while, and then they will eventually put this in, and the judge stamps it.
Well, is that tax court?
No, that's just a regular district court. If they come to reduce to judgment and they want to get around and take your property because you've been such a, you've become such a nuisance to them,
mm-hmm.
This is what they do. But they don't do it right off because they have to create the illusion you have some chance.
Well, that's why I have to keep busy and build my case for fraud.
Well, I've got some questions that I'm going to start putting out for people for donations to ask these guys because they're very pointed questions to get into your records and even to print out these cases, because now that I can conclusively prove by the decisions of the court that the duty is in 6012 and the subsidy regulation says it's here and I am not a citizen of the United States, and I've got a political status, citizen status thing we're going to start filing into the public record. This is what I am, this is who I am, and you cannot steal my birthright.
Mm-hmm.
It's a public record. Tell me it's not so. Now, I have to operate as a citizen of the United States under the law of necessity because I'm playing with your funny money. I got to play with this. There's no way to get out of Babylon. We're in Babylon or Sodom and Gomorrah, and I think we're probably going to owe them an apology.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's... And the reason why we're here is because people have signed up for it.
Well, I was brainwashed. I was an accountant, and I did 1040s, and you're focused on Title 26. That's all you see. I never knew there was anything other than Title 26 until 10 years ago.
Well, anyway, thanks for calling in, listening, and tell other people, and I hear the music here, so we're going to have to go, and Sherry Peel Jackson does have a solution if she chooses to use a couple of it, but she's got to wake up and read the rules of how they got her. And we'll see you next Sunday. Take care.